Well, he didn't sleep very long, did he?
He's congested.
He's in Will he sleep this afternoon?
Oh, he might. Yeah, he'll sleep. He slept for 4 hours yesterday, Grandma. In one big
stretch. Well, you should call me to go get our rest.
Gerald got.
He got off.
When did the baby take this gold?
Yesterday.
Do you give him anything for it?
Gerald gives him a little anti-congestion.
Come sit over here in this chair. Hey, love. Hey,
baby. Oh, he's got his
teddy bear.
Oh, nosy. Nobody can breathe when they have a cold, can they? You know they can't. It's hard to take a nap.
Was he hot?
No, he doesn't have a cold.
His head just stopped up.
He gets so stuffy he can't breathe.
Yeah.
Mommy, walk here.
Well, there is stuff you can give them so they can breathe.
Maybe we should squirt him.
Squirt him with a little salt water. Come here, Jerome.
Mentholate them?
Yeah, we do. We do it at home.
You know what? My grandma used to have all these home remedies, and the one that I hated, and I still don't like stuff rubbed on me. It's nasty now. But you didn't argue with Grandma. If you had stomach trouble, she had some blackberry wine in a big churn, and she'd give you some of that. That was medicine. You didn't just drink it ordinarily. But if you had your stomach trouble, she'd give you some blackberry wine. And then, if you had a cold, she had her some flannel, like squares, and she soaked it in something horrible. I don't remember what.
Well, Mama did. And everybody put it on your chest.
Was it goose grease? They did that when I was little.
No. Well, whatever it was, I didn't like it.
Probably had some mentholatum.
They had turpentine. They had camphor ice, which they melted.
Did y'all see all that in the paper? And did you know Rita bought me some, paid $10 for it? Because I was having a little trouble. Irish thought I was going to rub it on my back. I don't know how she thought.
Oh,
that man got
all
turpentine and whatever. I've got a whole bottle of it at home.
Well, why don't you use it? Give it a try.
Because I can't stand to smell it in the first place.
Well, I stand to smell it, and then I stand to smell it. It's pain in my bones.
But Mama used to rub. I think I got, Mama would had arthritis in her knees.
Remember, and you have some Vicks? We can rub some Vicks on his back.
It's funny, one of the things I wanted to do is I had sat down with Mother about a year ago and gotten her to recollect just who was who in the family and sort of
what
biographical
relation?
Sketches on them, starting, just with her parents and her brother and sisters. And we hadn't got around to doing that yet with the Grove family. I thought since you knew them, that you might get two of you to just reconstruct the children of the grandmother.
But you see, most of what I know, now I remember Mr. Grove, because I would go out there with my mother, my grandmother or my mother. My mother and Cousin Lou were real close friends. They were related, and they were girls together. And so Cousin Lou would tell her mama all these tales, and then I'd hear. But your grandfather grew these, I can see them, peaches this big.
Oh, yeah,
and when you say peaches won't grow in South Georgia, I say, Mr. Grove did.
He studied it scientifically.
That's right.
And he had the biggest, largest peaches I have ever seen.
The best ones, I can still taste them.
Some of them were that big.
That's right, the biggest ones I've ever seen.
All of them weren't, but some of them were. He knew how to trim those trees so they would have fewer peaches.
That's
but
right.
Larger ones.
But quality. Mm-hmm. And you're talking about him writing out there on the, I can remember that, see? I would go out there with my mother, and it would seem to me like he used to sit in a swing.
He did, absolutely.
And he would write these poems to illustrate everything in the world. He could write a poem to illustrate what he was talking about. And he would write notes to Cousin Lou, criticizing her and rhyming it all up, make her so mad she just about faint.